I am Neela Semkolli, Principal PM Manager at Microsoft. In this video, I will provide you a brief overview and value prop of protecting VMware VMs using system-centered DPM 2012 R2 UR11 that was made generally available in August 2016. DPM can protect business workloads like SQL, SharePoint, Exchange, file servers, whether they are running on physical server, Hyper-V, or VMware. DPM so far could protect Windows or Linux VMs running on Hyper-V and now can protect VMs running on VMware as well. DPM backs up data to disk to meet tight Active requirements of minutes for operational recovery. Optionally, data can be backed up to cloud for meeting their offsite copy, compliance, or long-term retention goals. DPM's ability to back up their heterogeneous environment with the disk and cloud help customers in having a single backup solution for their heterogeneous IT environment. Here are the few highlights of VMware VM Backup. VMs deployed on VMware version 5.5 and 6.0 can be protected by using DPM. DPM uses VMware's VADP API to protect VMs remotely. With this technology, host-level VM backups can be performed without deploying any agents on vCenter or ESXi server. This frees customers from hassle of managing agents for protecting VMware VMs. DPM can discover backup VMs running on ESXi standalone server, host cluster, or vCenter that is managing their VMware environment. In large VMware deployments, customers organize their VMs in folders. DPM can discover and protect individual VMs or folders. When a folder is selected for protection, DPM backs up all VMs that are currently present in that folder and all new VMs that gets added at a later time automatically. In general, customers have SAN, DAS, or NFS storage in their VMware environment. DPM can discover VMs with these various storage targets and back them up without any extra manual steps. As with Hyper-V VM backup, VMs can be recovered to original location where the VM backed up from or to an alternate location. DPM can be leveraged to recover only a few files or folders instead of a full VM. This helps in faster and efficient data recovery. Thank you for watching this video. Be sure to go through four simple steps to protect VMware VMs using SC DPM 2012 R2 UR11 blog and video for further details.